We are learning Maseches Bava Kama, Dav Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 6 lines from the top of Dav Ches Amud Aleph. We had a Shaila, Lefi Rab Akiva holds, Id Meitav Shal Mazik. Who do you go by? The Mazik's Nechasim or the whole world? What's considered Idius in the whole world? So the Mara answered, Mara said that Rabbi Abba answered, that's Pasha, you go Bishaloi, because it says his own Meitav. And the Gemara Kasha, if it's Bishlohi and Shamin, what's behind this Braisa? The Braisa says that if someone only has Beninus and Zeburus, what's the halacha? He only has Beninus and Zeburus, what's the halacha? The halacha is that the Bachoiv and the Nizi can get Beninus, and the Ksuvas usually get Zeburus. The Chayrev is going with his own field, so the best, the Beninus is his best. So why does Bachoiv get it? So the Gemara answer is because he had Idius before that. When the Bachoiv took his loan, he had Idius. So therefore, his lien was on this Beninus. Even though he sold the Idius, still, he'll still get the Beninus. So Gemara says, Hakina Mestavra. It's around 7-8 lines from the top. Hakina Mestavra. Mendiktani, Akrisi, Beninus. It says a different price like this. If you have Beninus, Vizaburis, Nizdikim, Beninus, and Bachoiv, Vizaburis. It's not a price, it says different halacha. It says, if you have only a Beninus, Vizaburis, what's the halacha? The Nezikin gets Beinus, the Malchayev gets Zeburis. Kash and Adot, there's three or two Brises. I love, Shmami, no, Kancho is leaders of Makra, Kancho is leaders of Makra. They both hold Bishaloy and Shaman. The first Brise that says that the Malchayev gets Beinus is talking about where you had Idius and you sold it. The second Brise is talking about where you didn't have Idius. And here, what does the Malchayev get? It gets Zeburis. So Taika, it works out, very good Shmak, because why does the Malchayev get Zeburis in the second Brise? Because he didn't have Idius. And you go over Shaloyim Shaman, he shots up his own fields, the best, the Beinus is the Idius. And therefore, the Bachoiv will not get that Beinus. So it works that way. We had a Kash on the Manyam of Shaloyim Shaman. We say, no, it's very good. The difference is if you have Idius before or not. So now the Gemara is going to have three other Mahalchin. The next Mahalch is going to be if you hold a Kuliyama Bishal Oilomim Shaman, which is not like that Manyam, you can say it that way also. To answer the two stira, and then we'll have another way to learn that it's machlekes the two mandiyamrim, and then we'll have another, a fourth pshat in this in the difference to two brises. So the first difference is everyone holds bishaloyim shaman. The difference is do you have idis or machra or not? The boy is saying ma idis loyos lo idis or machra. The another tarot is like this that both brises are talking about that he did not have idis or machra. He did not have beloy kasha. So what's pshat? So if you don't have Idis Makra, if you held Bisha Loy and Shaman, then the Bachoyev should get Zeburis. But Veloy Kasha, we're going now back to them Bisha Oilam and Shaman. Veloy Kasha, how does Shavi Benish Loy Kedis the Alma? But Khan, Veloy Shavi Benish Loy Kedis the Alma. The Bible is saying everyone holds Bisha Oilam and Shaman. And the Shaila is, the question is like this. What was the Idis the Alma? The first Brisa was a case where his Beninus was not like the Idis Alma. It was like the Beninus Alma. Therefore, the Bachoyev got the Beninus. Masha'enke, the Braisa that says that the Bachoyev gets the Zeburis is talking about that his Beninus was worth like the Idis Alma. Read it in Psalm 1 time. But the both of Shaloylam. And Shaloy Hosel Idis Amachra. Like Kasha, how does Shavi Beninus Shaloy get Idis Alma? That's the case where the Bachoyev gets the Zeburis, because his Beinus is like Idis the Alma, so why should the Bachoiv get that? The Khan, the first Braisa that says that the Bachoiv gets the Beinus, the Lois Shavi Beinus like Idis the Alma. His Beinus is not worth like Idis the Alma, and therefore has the Beinus, and therefore the Bachoiv will get that.
If he doesn't have Idis, how is his Beinus
Idis
the Alma then?
If he doesn't have Idis, how is
his... He didn't
sell it. Right.
How is his Beinus Idis the Alma?
What's wrong?
How is it called Beinus, based on what?
What? His Beinus? It means it's like the Beinus the Alma. It's not like Idis the Alma. Is it like Idis?
It's the case where the Malchayim takes Beinus.
Right. Right. Okay, right. So it's a good taina. Some change the gear stuff because of that. Kisha Hoysla Idis and Machra. The Maram really talks about Yakasha. And the case is that he had Idis and he sold it. Everyone says he had Idis and he sold it. Then that'll be good. They'll answer your question. How's about that Beinus? He had Idis and he sold it. That's made it into Beinus. Echram. It'll be gorgeous if he's there. If he's that kasha, it'll be gorgeous. Shahoshla Idis and Machra. Biboy is saying, Idi Vidi, Kegoin Shahisa Baina Shaloi Kabana Stama. Everyone holds that the case was that his Bainish Shaloi was like Bainish the Alma. That was the case. His Bainish was like Bainish the Alma. Bahaka, Bahak Pligi, Marasava Bishloi and Shaman, or Marasava Bishloi and Shaman. So Rashi has two Peshatim here. We'll go Rashi's first Peshat. That the case was that his Bainish was worth like Bainish the Alma. And he didn't have Idiyas Betchila. And this is the Machlaikis. The Tana of the Brisa, the first Brisa holds Bishloi and Shaman. And therefore, you say, takes Bainis Kedine, because his Bainis was, this Pshat, his Bainis was Bainis Da'alma. And for the second Braisa, we go with Bishaloi and Shaman. So for this second Pshat, what you say, the third Pshat, what is, they both, his Bainis is worth like Bainis Da'alma. That's why the same Bainis. And the Mechalikas is Bishaloi and Shaman, or Bishaloi and Shaman. That's, we're not going to say the second Pshat of Rashi, but the second Pshat of Rashi, and Tosfos talks doesn't like the second pshat. Rashi has a little mahalach of that. We're not going to go with the second pshat in Rashi in this bayis ema. So we have a third pshat already. Remember, the first pshat is going kuliyam v'shloi and shaman. The second pshat is going kuliyam v'shloilam and shaman. This pshat is going. The case was the bainis is worth like the bainis to alma. So everything's added up. And why one bryce is saying the bachoyv gets bainis? One bryce says bachoyv gets buris. Teretz is, the first Brice is going Bishal Oilam in Shaman, therefore he gets Venus, that's his din. Second Brice is going Bishal Oilam in Shaman, and therefore you get Zaburis, the Bachag gets Zaburis. Ravino Amar, but the Ula Pligi, the arguing in Ula, the Oma Ula, Dvar Taira Bachoyv Bizaburis. Ula says that Dvar Taira, the Bachoyv is Bizaburis. Shunema, how do we know that? The Pasuk says, when you bring out a mashkin, it says, Bechutz Tamoid, they'll bring out the person who owes money, will bring out a mashkin. What does the guy bring outside? The worst of the kalim. And therefore we see that we learn from there that Bachoyev could pay Zaburis. He really could pay Zaburis. Tosis Bavarans, the Chayru, we said before, all kalim is Meitav. So what is Zaburis? So he's saying, just look appearing. He's saying, just look when you bring out the kalim, bring your worst of your kalim. Same thing we give karka, you give the worst of the karka, huh? I'm not sure. So Ula says that, why? Because the pasuk says tamayin. And that teaches us that it's Zaburis. And we spoke out at the Tesis Kasha that even though he's saying you bring out the worst of the kalim, the Gemara 4 says, Meitav Shavu Kalim. So Tesis answers that somehow, just like you bring the worst kalim, you give the worst karka also. So that and the CC gives the burus. Matam omer b'achoyev v'beinis. K'day so etenu delas ve'lovin. In order, you should have to tell us ve'lovin. So Mariah said the kant of the ula, Mariah said the kant of the ula. The way Rashi learns, Rashi says, a Tana Basra, who says that he gets the burus, holds, doesn't hold the ula, and holds that a b'achoyev gets the burus. It means like this. L'kuli alma b'shal oylem en shaman. That's how the Nachzdov learns Rashi. Kuli alma b'shal oylem en shaman. And therefore, the first brisa says the Balchayev gets Bainis, because we go Bashoyim and Shaman, and it's worth like Bainis of the Oilam. Aye, the second brisa says he gets Zaburis. You know why? Because he holds like, doesn't hold the Kant of Ula, holds the Balchayev gets Zaburis. The only problem with this Peshat is that it's really a Mishnah, it's not Ula. It's a Mishnah in Mesechtas Gittin that says Balchayev gets Bainis. So, of course, I'm Tanaka arguing that, but why is he saying arguing Ula? So that's the Bain of Paris' Kasha. And if you look at Taisus, Marilis at the Kant of Ula, it's different Peshat. He says, if that's poshut, if someone has all the nechasim, of course the bachayv gets bainis. It's only in this case where the bachayv did not have, the guy owed the money, did not have idias. So even though we go b'shal oilam and shaman, but since he did not have idias, and the bainis was his best, that is where we don't say the kanta de ula. That's where we don't say the kanta de ula. And he says why? The reason is because there's another reason why we don't give a Bachoyv idias. Not one pshat is because of Pasuk Chutz Tama. Another pshat is we're scared. A guy has money. He sees another guy has a field. He has a great idea. He wants to get that field. He says, "Here, I'm lending you money, and you're going to default on your loan. I'll get your field." We don't want people to do that. Therefore, we said he only gets bainis. In this case, since that guy's best thing is bainis, so therefore we have it in, he'll get zaburis. And that's only when bainis is his best, that's when we won't hold it to count the ulos. So according to Tosfos, of course, everyone agrees that Bachayv gets bainis. It's not a shaila. It's only in this case where he doesn't have idias to say this halacha that the Bachayv will take Zaburis. You got that? You got Tosfos? Shmack of Tosfos. Obviously, Rashi, because Rashi is a pella. Rashi was saying the chalikas forgets burus or bainus. That's the chalikas. It's a little bit of a shver pshat here. It's a shmak of pshat and taisus. So the Gemara vayta tana bana. So we, at the end of the day, we have four pshatim, the stira of the brises. Moshe, you got it? The four pshatim, four different pshatim. Either kulam mishaloi, or kulam mishaloilam, or the argum mishaloi, or the pshat of ula, which Ravina says that ula peligian, which we spoke out for nachas David and bein parrots and taisus, that's going kulam mishaloilam in shaman. Tana rabana. Makron le'echod or shoshim le'adam. Someone who had, he had a chayiv of nezikin, of bachayiv, and of Aksubazisha, all three. And he has all three type of fields. He has Idias, Zubainis, and Zaburis. He has everything. But he sold it all off. He almost bought them, right? Makron le'echod, he sold to one person, or just me'adam to three people. Ke'echod at one in one day. Kulam nikhasu takas abayim. They all go takas abayim, which means they all have to give, the Nezikin gets the Idias, the Bachayiv gets the Zaburis, and the Bachayiv gets the Bainis, and the Aksubazisha gets the Zaburis. V'zeh, v'zeh, if it's one after another, let's say he sold on Sunday, he sold one field. On Monday, he sold another field. And Tuesday, he sells another field. Everyone collects from Tuesday. Why? Because the luck is, when you sell mishabadim, when you sell things that have liens on it, so whatever's left by you, that's where the lien goes on, the thing left by you. So here, everyone's, well, if they sell one after another, kum gevim achron. Ein loy, if that's not enough, which means you don't go bust everyone's din. You just go with the last thing that was sold. That's where everyone goes and tries to collect from. If that's done, you go to the next guy. That's how it is. Ad kana braisa. Now, it said in the braisa, the first case was makron to one person to three people. So it says makron le'echad hechidami. What's the case? If he sold one star, all three fields, the idias, the bainis, and the burus in one star, Madach, when you sell to three people in one day, we're really, in one day, the other guy is first. Still, Amr's cool, Nichsus Abaylim, we say that all goes to Hachzabam, because since it's the same day, it's considered one sale. Makron Lechaman, boy, what's the Kiddush? Because if you sold to one guy with one star, what's the Kiddush? So, it must be that someone got a Kiddush, Makron Lechaman. Ala Psita, Bezach, Azeh. Case was, you sold it one after another. You sold the Idias. We'll see which case, but it says Indius one day, Benis the next day, Zaburis the next day, all the same person. And they were saying that everyone gets their din. So Frank Tamar, what's Pshat? Why if it's three different people, they say, you know, I left you something to collect from, I left you some Ben Chayrim, something by the original owner. Hainami, this one person also, I gave you a place to collect from. Another one collects menu. So what's the difference between one person or three people? Let him say I left you somewhere to collect from. So my answer is Achamai Askinon going to lockach idias ba'achreina. The case was he bought idias last. The case was he bought idias last. Frank Tamar, it's Toshver. So let everyone, the Bachayiv, the Ksuzisha, and the Zikin, all collect from idias. That's the last one. That was the Mechayim. Yachi leis a kul of ligum idias. So my answer is famous Gemara. Mishum da'amah lahu, he tells the Nezikin, he says, okay, you can take idias. But he tells the Bachayiv like this. Ish chaskisu, if you're quiet and take the bainus that I have, v'shaklisu gudanayichu, take like you did, shaklisu, good. V'loi, but if you're going to play games with me, what I'm going to do is, my darna star is zaburis amare, I'm going to give back the zaburis back to the owner, and you're going to land up with zaburis. You want bainis, take bainis. If not, I'm going to give back to zaburus. V'shaklisu kulam zaburus. You let me turn off zaburus tomorrow. You're going to take from zaburus. So it's called ishaskus. He makes the ishaskus on him, and therefore he takes kedin. Freit the Gemara. So I'll just speak out now. What about the so this is what he does, and yeah. So freit the Marakasha ihachi. If it's so, it's just a thing called ishaskus. When a zikin. Nami Neimachi, top on my base. Vizik Nami Neimachi, tell them the Nizik also like this. If you take Bainis, good. But if not, I'll make it take Zaburis. Make it my Bechayim. Why does the same stick on the Nizikin? And that's a good Kasha. The more doesn't answer this Kasha. And to retire, but Rashi and Taisa will speak out. Why don't we ask from Bachayim also? Why don't we say from Bachayim that make him take Zaburis? Say, if it takes Zaburis, if not, I'll give it back. Taisus, because that's not a bluff, because go do it. I'm going to lose. Go do it. But by Nezikin, you have this taina that l'chayre, don't take idiots, because if you're going to play around with me, I'm going to give back to Zaburis. That's the Taisa speaks. Let's read Taisa on the bottom. Huh? L'chisada, when you give it back. How are you forcing the Baal Chayv to take Zaburis? By saying, if you don't take Zaburis, I'll give it back. Okay, so give it back. You know, if you make it take Zaburis anyway, I'll tell you, go do it. Let me see you do that. You're not doing that. Yeah. Let's read Taisa on the bottom of that Chesma. I want to read this Taisa. Taisa says, first we ask like this. Avagad Balav Hochi says, what does it help? Isha Gavim Zaburis. L'chayv is asking, let the Isha say, I want idiots. Oh, you tell me I have to take Zaburis, but not give it back? Why don't the Isha say, L'chisadar? That's Taisa's kasha. Avgad Lav Hachi Isha Gavim Zaburis, Makamakam Loi Matz Meim L'chisadar. You can't say, go give it back. Kivich Eim Afgiya Kaicha, because that's not changing your din. Avachoy Loi Matz Meim L'shkum Zaburis. You can't make it. Why? I mean, Tam Dishaskis. Kivich Eim Afgiya Kaicha is changing your din. Matz Om L'chisadar. The Hashanam is Zaburis at the race Litan Li. The Kachli Park Masam, Makam Nazikim Loi Vachav Kepresha Kuntras. Now, Taisa is asking a kasha. Let every Ksuvasisha say, I'm getting idiots. It's the last one you bought. Oh, you can tell me to give it back, so give it back. So Taisa says, you can't say that, L'chisedar, when you're not Mafkiya Koyach. But L'chayr, the kasha on Taisa is, L'may is a balabatish, practically speaking, you don't have a taina. So Zokta Michal Shloima, Vais Tais, Ishask is a din. It's like a schus taina. It's not just such a practical thing, it's a din. So the din works when you're not Mafkiya, the din of the person. Since the Isha gets a burya, so we can use it. But if you're mafgiyah the din, you can't. Then you can say lechisadar. By nizik and yitaka, I have the practical part of ishas because that's what Gemara's kasha is. That bottom line is like this: that it said when you buy it, it's the last. Kulam nichshu tachas bialim. Everyone gets their din, and the kasha is why don't they get idiots? So the teretz is because ishas kis. For Gemara, if you have ishas kis, so then by nizik you also should say ishas kis. That's what Gemara's holding now. So elah chamayaskino. And what's the Bryce talking about that says machron laechad? Everyone gets their din. We're talking about biyasmi. The lavne peroininu, the shabuda delay aleha didei ramya. We're talking about a yisaimim, and by yisaimim, you can't taina. I'm going to give anything back because if I give it back, you're not going to be able to collect it because we're talking about according to the Yom HaHol that yisaimim are not mashubit to pay the far's chayv, and therefore if they get karka after the far dies, they're not mechuyev to pay it.
To the Baal
Chayv, yeah. The Baal Chayv take care of the Fa'az loans, the Fa'az Chayvis, huh?
It's a bigger threat.
There's no threat whatsoever here.
Why?
Because then the lien
you're
is on this. What? No, you will get.
Why?
You'll get whatever he has because he's still, there's still lien. Yeah, they're still lien. What the hell give him back to Zaburis? So therefore, Hilkach Lek Lameh Machi, you can't say Ishaskis. So then it's back Shver. So why don't they take idiots then? So why don't it's a back shver? If you don't have that tainus, so why doesn't everyone get idiots? Back shver, why don't everyone get idiots? Ella, I'll tell you pshad. El mashum da omer lahum, taima mai omer abonar ini from mechasa mishvad makos yesh b'chayrim. Why in the world does everyone have the lean on the idiots? Why? Because that was the last one standing by the original owner. Now why did they say that? Why did they say that everyone goes to the last piece of property standing by the original owner? Because we feel bad for the lekeach. We don't want you to take from the kayach as long as he has something in his house. So he has idiots still by him. So therefore, everyone got to lean on idiots. So the whole tekana was made for me, for the lekeach. That's the whole tekana for. So he says, I don't want the tekana. I want everyone to stay with their din. Leave the liens the way it is. The whole reason why we said that we go after the Bechayim is for my good. Here it's not my good. Let's read it inside. I don't like that tekana. I don't want that tekana. Okay, the Rava shows you can say, I don't want the tekana. The halacha is that all the ma'isidayim of Isha, all her workmanship, all her wages go to the husband. Why? Because the husband gave her the mezainis. But she could say, you know what? I want my wages and I'm going to keep my mezainis. I'll take care of my own mezainis. Okay, the Rava, don't worry, Rava. Call him, EF, she would come, you listen to her. Or listen to him. Mike going, Zuk Ravuno, don't worry, Ravuno. You call Isha, she toimar, Labaila. Isha could tell Labaila, any mezainis, any Isa. I am not. I'm not taking mezainis, but I'm not giving you any of my ma'asidayim. See, here also, this guy, Reuven bought all three fields from the guy who owed everything. Reuven says like this, you're tining that I left you the idiots to collect from and I bought that last, you have a lien on that. I don't want that takana. I want to go back to the regular din, that everyone has a lien on their property. So the Zikin gets idiots, the Baal Chayv gets painless, the Ksuvazisha gets Zaburis. Everyone gets that. I left that there, that was a takana for me. I don't want that takana. And therefore, kulam nichshu takas b'ayim. That's a chiddush of machron leechad. Even if it's one after another, That's the halacha. It would be three different people. So then the other guys don't want to be collected from. So then you go to do that from the idiots. Because there, they do want the takana. But here, it's the same guy with all three. He says, I don't want the takana. And therefore, whatever will get their din, which is, the Zik will get his din, and the Bachai will get his din, and Tzuvah Yisrael will get his din.